Your rectum is full of feces.
Sweet rectum.
And feces are loaded with bacteria. Why do you think it smells so bad? Because it's rotting. And so feces are loaded with bacteria. And then you have anal sex. And then you go there, though, to oral sex, and you're putting feces in your mouth.
I want to taste that proud rule.
We will. Eat that poo-poo! Eat that poo-poo!
I
Well, I'll just poop on a plate and put some ketchup on it and make you eat it. And then, and I thought to myself, well, at least, if I have to, he's going to make me eat that poop. Then I'll just put 5 pounds of sugar on it and try to spice it up.
We will eat that poop.
Poop everywhere.
Eat that poop.
Oh, yeah, man. A little ketchup. Man, that probably tastes pretty good.
Eat that poop. Eat that poop.
The other person is poo-pooing, and this one is eating the poo-poo all over the place.
Poop everywhere.
Huh? We will eat the poo-poo.
Suck the other person's rectum.
And so first thing,
yeah. The
poo-poo comes out.
Now I gotta shit. Eat the poo-poo.
Eating feces.
Delicious.
It's Thursday, May 10th, 2018. Coming up on the program today, is blackface really that bad if it's funny? Plus, an insane woman can't keep her mouth shut during sex, designer BDSM headphones, and lemon juice vagina whitener. That's got a sting, right? It'll make your pussy pucker.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
My doctor wants to dilate my asshole to the size of a fucking coconut.
Timothy James, Felicia Rashad, back here with you for the Thursday podcast. Got a great one for you today. At the top of the program, I was thinking about Shirley Q. Liquor. Does that name ring a bell? Probably not. I first heard of her in the early 2000s. I don't know where she came from. Maybe some friends were sharing MP3 files. They were a little like comedy bits. Really, it was just a black woman telling stories, except she wasn't a black woman. In reality, Shirley Q. Liquor was a white man. And not only did he do like this black woman's voice, he also went out and performed, you know, in blackface. And I don't know what it is, but I don't remember there being a huge outrage in the early 2000s. Apparently, we were okay with blackface back then. I kind of thought it was looked down upon. The early 2000s were not that long ago. I went online on YouTube and looked up old videos of Shirley Q. Liquor performing in clubs. The blackface wasn't even that good. Like, it's kind of like she smeared Hershey syrup sauce all over her face. I've got some examples of Shirley Q. Liquor stories here. Again, these were found on YouTube.
How you doing? This here is Shirley Q, honey.
I thought this was a black woman. When I started listening to Shirley Q, I thought it was like just a black woman telling funny stories.
Ooh, I'm so aggravated. You know, I just got back from Kmart. I had to run down there and get me some toilet paper. And, you know, we go through a 9-roll a day over here with 19 kids. Good. Like, plus company. Shoes. I had to get me some toilet paper. I was all out of Pepsi Cola. I had to give him some spray for my house for them roaches they got crawling up in there.
I guess, like, looking back, it is kind of an offensive caricature of a black woman, right? She's got 19 kids, a house full of roaches. She's poor, like, on food stamps. Her best friend is named Watusi. Not to mention the whole, you know, blackface thing. Again, me and my friends, my white friends, had no problem with this whatsoever in the early 2000s. Here's another one.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard.
This is Section 8 flight for Ebonics Airways. Please check your ticket at this time to make sure you're on board the right aircraft.
Oh, I'm sure. I thought this was hilarious back then.
As you have taken your seat today, we would like you to pay attention up here to the front for a minute.
I mean, it's still kind of funny, right?
Head hostess, sure.
If a black person was like, hey, you need to listen to this, this is hilarious, I would be rolling in the floor. But I've got to act all outraged right now. Because what happened, I don't know, maybe 2008, 2009, there began a movement to silence Shirley Q. Liquor. I think she got just popular enough that people started to notice that, oh, this is not a black woman. This is a white dude making fun of a poor black woman. Now, the creator, this guy's real name is Chuck, I think. Chuck Nip or something like that. And he says, I was raised by a black woman. This was my nanny or mammy. I don't know. And like, this is my impersonation, my loving tribute to her.
Lord, I've been done had too many babies, honey. Who is my baby daddy? Girl, I'd be a millionaire if I could ever figure out where I got Cheeto, Limbo, Cracker Jack, Orangelo, K Martina, Salmonella, Velveeta, Genitalia, Catfish, Leroy, Cocoa Puffs, and Pluto, Penelope, Jack Daniels, Buford, and LaMangelo. Who is my baby daddy? Don't even two of these children even look alike. Aloe Vera, Maybelline, Gingivitis, Brill Cream.
Okay, you get the idea. To any of my black listeners, do you know of Shirley Q. Liquor? If so, what do you think of her? Is she racist? Or would you, like, be okay with just the audio portion? Maybe the whole dressing in blackface thing is kind of over the line. I kind of want to hear from you. For the record, and I don't know if this is going to sway any opinion, but apparently RuPaul has come out in support of Shirley Q. Liquor. RuPaul said, quote, when Chuck performs as Shirley Q, it's very clear to me that he's paying a loving homage to the Southern black women. Really? I didn't quite get that from Ebonics Airways, that he obviously grew up around. I think critics should search inside of themselves and examine why they are so affected by Shirley Q. Liquor. Yeah, it's the critics that are racist, not the man in blackface. Come on, look inside yourself. All right, there you go. Got some clips to share with you. First up, some audio of what is described as a mentally retarded bitch on Pornhub. Now, I don't think she's really mentally retarded. She sure sounds like it.
Come on, I want to taste it. I want to tell you how it tastes. I want to tell you how it fucking tastes. Come in my fucking mouth. Come in my fucking mouth.
Give him a chance. Maybe if you stop yelling at him, he can get close.
Fucking pound my pussy so you come. I want you to fucking pound me and tell you that you're fucking coming in my pussy. And I want you to tell me how fucking pissed.
He put his hand over her mouth like, shut up. Well, she's not retarded. We've played, you know, retarded porn before on the show. Like, actual real retarded people getting fucked.
Open your ass. Open your ass.
Fucking pull me off. Pull me off my mouth.
It's hard to hear her through, you know, this guy's hand over her mouth.
Make me fucking bleed. Make my pussy bleed.
Jesus. He just wants her to shut up. She's really verbal and like dirty verbal. Make my pussy bleed. I want to cover your cock with my coagulated blood slime. Like, oh God, shut up. Let's just be quiet now. Quiet time. Just different styles, that's all. I don't think these two are sexually compatible. I have a feeling they're no longer together.
Show me. He's gonna fucking be playing drum and bass, Mom. And he's gonna be playing drum and bass. Oh, I love drum and bass. Show me how bad I love
baby,
drum and bass.
Shut up.
Oh.
What the fuck? Maybe she is retarded. She's talking about German baseball. Did I hear that right?
Shut up.
I like drum.
Shh, baby.
Wait, what kind of music do I like?
Baby.
What kind of music?
Baby.
What's my favorite genre of fucking music? Tell me. No.
Baby metal? She sounds like she'd be into baby metal music, which, by the way, is a real genre of music. Here's some baby metal. This is, Gimme Chocolate.
Gimme Chocolate.
I'm a
Japan, of course. It's kind of catchy. I also learned, by the way, I kind of like that song. I could totally get into baby metal. There's another Japanese genre of music out there called Japanoise. I can't believe this is a thing, but apparently there's a bunch of Japanese people out there rocking out to this. Like static. How do you know when the chorus starts? This goes on for 10 minutes. Fast forwarding here. Oh, this is where it gets good. All right, Japan strikes again. Oh my God, you guys know it's been my dream since a little kid to be a rock star, but I have no musical talent whatsoever. This might be my shot at stardom. I call that scrambled porn. You 90s kids will know exactly what I mean. All right, let's get back to this porn. It's not going well. I think maybe the girl's on drugs, and the guy is solely focused on nutting. He does not want to put up with her bullshit.
What's my favorite?
Hey, shut up. We're not even close to being done. After we're done with this, then you can do your thing, ready?
What does this even mean?
You just be a good girl.
I'm a good girl.
I'm a good girl.
Am I?
I'm going to tell you right now, she is not a good girl, because 2 seconds later, she's right back to asking about music.
Fucking favorite genre is. Tell me.
Just tell her her fucking genre.
Come on.
Who's my fucking favorite genre?
Ska.
Someone going to tell me? Crazy. Who is my favorite genre?
What are you talking about?
It's not obviously you. Tomorrow.
Well, now it's getting physical.
No, tomorrow is my favorite genre, and no one can tell me for some reason.
What is tomorrow? What does that mean?
Tomorrow is my favorite genre. No one's telling me what artist is playing.
Is tomorrow music?
She looks like she's like a Dave Matthews fan.
Everything has to do with music.
No, baby. Sorry,
you're right, let me fast forward here, see what happens.
Come in my fucking mouth.
Okay.
Are you going to come in my mouth?
Of course.
Promise?
Of course.
You're going to die if you don't.
Okay.
Fucking promise?
No.
I want to
come in your ass.
No, I want you to come in my fucking mouth.
Oh, I would love to come in her mouth. After all of that inane babbling, you've got the shot to jam your cock down her throat and shut her up?
Shut up.
Blow your goo in there? Glub, glub, glub. She's going to keep talking as his spurts blow down her throat.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, just like that.
That's
not doing anything
like
but laying
just
here.
Just lay there. You lay there, be a slut, okay?
I've been a fucking slut since the moment I was born.
Don't you dare call me not a slut. I'm offended by the insinuation that I'm not a slut.
Fucking came.
I'm gonna come in your mouth.
Fucking come in my mouth then. Why are you in the first place?
Now we're all on the same page.
Wait.
Do it this whole time. Do it. Come.
All right, you've convinced me. She's retarded.
In my mouth. I want to eat it. I want to tell you how it tastes. I want to tell you that it's sticky. I want to tell you that it fucking tastes good. I want to show you how good it tastes. Then show me how good it fucking tastes.
There he goes. Coming right down her throat. The first time she's been quiet in like 10 minutes. I wish this could last forever. She's like, ew, this is gross. Why'd you do that? This is so fucking degrading. And she's back to her old self. Ting. My good friend Joey is actually in grad school to become a, I don't know, like a pastor or something. He moved down to Florida and he's gone crazy. He found religion, I guess. Most people find meth down there. It got me thinking, a lot of times when we play clips of crazy preachers, they're all old men. When you think about priests, televangelists, all those type of guys, we always think of like an older dude, like middle-aged man screaming. But sometimes pastors start young. Like, I've got a clip here of a 22-year-old. He's got a long way to go.
It's amazing. I don't like to get on the subject of evolution with atheists because they just freak out. They're like, oh my, I can't believe you don't believe in evolution. Why would I? It's stupid. You have to actually defy science.
Wait a second. You have to defy science to believe in evolution. Meanwhile, the idea of a man floating in the sky above us, who is all-powerful and all-knowing, that's scientifically sound.
Oh, it's scientific. Well, what about this? Oh, I never thought of that. Oh, it never really even crossed my mind. Because we live in a school where it's just fill in the blank, fill in the blank, fill in the blank.
Amen.
They're not taught to logic. They're not taught.
We're not taught to logic. Come on, guys. Logic. Be best.
They're not taught to reason. I thank God I was in a home where I at least got taught how to logic, you know? And you know what all these atheists have in common?
I don't think that's the correct usage of logic.
You know, they've been attacking us online. They put out a little two-hour documentary trying to expose the one Pastor and I put out, and Brother Brandon put out a two-hour documentary. You know what all these atheists have in common? Video games!
The root of all evil, apparently.
They all play video games! And Harry Potter, you get on their channel, they're in fantasy land!
They're still railing against Harry Potter! The series ended like 10 years ago, right?
That's all they ever do! They can't think for themselves. They sit back and...
Maybe that's why they think, like, church attendance is so low, especially among young people. It's because they all were reading the Harry Potter books and decided witchcraft was the way to go.
Drink Coke all day and sit behind a video...
Wait, hold on. What, are we playing video games and snorting Coke now?
They sit back and they drink Coke all day and...
Oh, the beverage Coke. Also known as Satan's Elixir.
And sit behind the video game system and then wonder why, you're crazy, Brother Powell, for believing in a creator. Oh, you're insane. No, you're crazy. And you need to get off the video game system and somebody needs to preach to them the gospel of Jesus Christ and so that it can be saved.
His logic is a little flawed. And that is the correct way to use logic. How embarrassing for you. Getting schooled by Tim on how to talk good? I've got another clip of this guy talking about atheists.
You know, I had an atheist tell me.
Well, I'm calling bullshit on you already. This never happened. Whatever the pastor is talking about, it's a total fabrication. This was a made-up event. Look, he had to write a sermon. He wants to talk about something in particular, so he's going to say, oh, I had a conversation with someone, just to get whatever fucking point across. Okay.
You know, I had an atheist tell me, I don't believe in God because I can't see God.
Well, that sounds like something an atheist would say.
I don't see him. Where is he? And he says, if Jesus Christ appears in front of me, I'll believe it.
Well, I told him, what about the air you breathe? You can't see that, right? You're breathing, though.
Let me ask you a question. This building, I don't know when this building was built, but you know what? I can't see the builder, but you know what? I have enough brains to understand that somebody put this place together.
But we can see the fucking bricks that make up the building.
And I have another question. What is more complex, this little building that we have here, or the world and the way things work together?
Yeah.
If this world is more complex, wouldn't that demand that there'd have to be a designer? And this is just to answer
So if the world is more complex than a building, that proves there's a God.
Atheist that attacked me recently, he says, you have to apply that same logic to God, because then God would have to be more complex. Well, let's think about that reasoning for a minute. Anybody knows that it's impossible for there within time to be an infinite amount of cause and effects.
Oh my God, wait, my head just exploded.
So if we go back far enough in time after cause, effect, yeah, there has to be a first cause or something that's actually...
There's one person, I think, in the audience who's like his hype man. That's right. Yeah, there it is. I don't know how much of this you want to hear.
We had a beach party. You know, and we go out and we go to the beach, and I see on the shore, I see like a sandcastle on the shore. What idiot would say, oh, that just washed up on its own?
I think it depends on the moon, you know, tides and stuff.
No, somebody would say, no, there was an intelligent designer that made it. And so you have to apply that same argument of complexity to the universe. Yeah. The universe, my friends, was designed.
Yes. That's right. And, that's right.
By this time, usually when I talk to an atheist, if they're honest, if they haven't gotten really mad and left, they'll at least say, okay, yeah, there's a God.
Further proof this story is bullshit. Yeah, I've got a pretty high atheist conversion rate just by telling him the sandcastle story. That really makes them lose their minds. All right, in with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist of the fucked up news right now. Okay, real quick, I wanted to mention this. I'm so sorry I didn't get to do this earlier, but I totally lost it in my email. So this guy emailed me twice now. I'm glad he did, so I caught it, you know, a few days late. He says, hey, Tim, it's Sideshow member Wax. I sent you the Harry Potter ventriloquist porn a couple of weeks ago. Oh, that was you? Shouldn't be helping you out. I know you hate it when we ask you to work, but I have an idea for a contest for the freaks and you to get paid for helping out. I have some friends, a married couple named Martin and Jessica. She's sick and going through medical testing. Ooh, I mean, not ooh, like, ooh, how intriguing. Tell me more. I get off on hearing about sick girls. No, I just, what I meant by that was, ooh, what does she have? Well, that doesn't sound any better, does it? Hold on. Let me try that again. Oh, I don't know how to convey human emotion. Oh my God, what the hell is wrong with me? I don't know the proper way to respond to that. She's sick and going through medical testing. Goody, goody. Yes. Wonderful. No, let's try this again. She's sick and going through medical testing. The bills are piling up, and she started a GoFundMe campaign to raise money for medical expenses. She also listens to your show, and that's where he got me. I've got a soft spot for you freaks. I want to ask the listeners for help. You charge $6.99 for a monthly subscription, and that got me thinking. Any of your listeners who donate $7 to Jessica's effort will have their name thrown into a hat. When the campaign ends, you draw a name and I will buy the winner a yearly subscription to Distorted View. If a Sideshow member wins, they can choose someone to receive the subscription. Let's not limit that to $7. I mean, $7, if you can donate $7, that's great, but you're more than welcome to donate more. And then in the comments or whatever, you can leave a comment right when you... when you give money to a GoFundMe thing, right? Just say that you're a Distorted View listener or a freak or something, right? Jess and Martin are important to me, and I really like to help them out so she can get better. Come on, freaks. We rarely do things that are nice for other people. I can't think of one other time that we've ever done something nice for someone. Aside from, you know, you guys subscribing to the Sideshow, which was very nice. But yes, let's help out a freak in need. I have posted the GoFundMe page link on our show notes today, and I'll be tweeting it out and all that sort of stuff. You know, help these people out. Medical expenses are fucking crazy. I mean, you know that. When I had my little heart issue, it was $100,000. I mean, that was before, you know, insurance kicked in, but still, it was like $10,000, and I'm still paying off that, right? So I can totally understand. She's trying to raise $3,500. She's so close already. She's raised $2,900, but I'm sure if they go over that goal, all that money will go, you know, to medical expenses as well. I'm guessing it's well beyond $3,500. So there you go. If you want to read more about Jessica, click on that GoFundMe page link, and there's all sorts of information. Come on, freaks, do the right thing. Distorted View cares. Da-da-da-da. I want you freaks to be the ones to push that campaign to its goal, all right? I'm donating right now. Well, not right now, but after I do the show, if I remember. And I will. Want to see if I'm lying? Check out her GoFundMe page. You can see if my name is on that little wall of recent donations. Uh-oh. All right, let's get into the news now. First up, are you a gimp who likes to listen to music while being beaten? If so, oh boy, do I have the headphones for you. According to The Verge, Venezuelan DJ and music producer Arca collaborated with luxury retailer Sense. There's two S's there. S-S-C-N-S-S. Sense. And leather company Fleet Lia to design a $6,450 pair of leather BDSM headphones. I'm looking at this thing, lots of leather straps, there's something that covers your mouth, and of course the headphones itself, all integrated, all built right in. So you've got the leather cage headpiece with studs and stuff, then the headphones. They're not wireless though. Really? I mean, I guess if you're a glutton for punishment, you don't mind cord tangles. You probably look forward to it. I'm on the Sense website looking at this thing. According to the description, structured buff leather cage style headpiece in black, studded detailing throughout, integrated over-the-ear headphones featuring suede-covered cushioned ear pads, detachable post-stud cinch tab, remote, 1.25-meter cable, D-ring hardware, twin-adjustable post-stud fastenings at the collar. It all sounds very impressive. Again, for $6,450, it's one size fits all. There's only one left. However, the company also makes a version that doesn't have the headphones. It's, you know, bring your own music, and that is substantially less. Did I say substantially? Not really. It's $5,275. I was looking at this thing. Again, I'll make it today's featured image if you want to look at this mask. And, like, the part that covers the mouth, there's, like, a little slit, and I swear it looks like a USB slot. You could stick a USB cable in there to charge your phone or something, but I don't see where it would connect to power, so I might be wrong on that one. That would be kind of cool. The website, again, is sense.com if you want to check it out. You know, just for shits and giggles, I went to our sponsor, adamandeve.com, to see if they had any, like, headphones, like cool, sexy headphones. I don't know. I thought maybe they might sell, like, a butt plug that was a Bluetooth speaker or something. One of those big, fat ones, or like those rubber fists. That way you could leave the fist out and play music from it. I mean, those things are expensive. It's a shame to hide those things in the closet, right? So I searched for Bluetooth. Two things came up. There's a Bluetooth panty vibe for $129. Panties, you know, that are controlled, I guess, via your smartphone. And then something called the Motor Bunny Link Bluetooth controller. I guess this is an add-on for a series of vibrators. So the vibrators come with like a normal controller, but you can buy this Bluetooth version. There are iOS and Android apps that you download and use, and it comes programmed with different like scenes. Is that what they're called? I guess routines. And you can sync up the vibrator to your favorite music. You know, you can load up your whatever song you want playing or Spotify or whatever on your phone, and then the vibrator will match the beats pulsating inside your pussy. Not a bad deal. Check it out, adamandeve.com. Use coupon code FREAK. Get 50% off just about any item. Now, I don't know if that works with these $200 Bluetooth controllers. You might not get the discount, but you'll get the sex swing, free shipping, all that stuff. Go to adamandeve.com. If you don't want these Bluetooth controllers, they've got like 20,000 adult products. Use coupon code FREAK. You'll get 50% off that item. Most items. Like I said, it doesn't work on all of them, but most of them. When you add it to your cart and you check out, use that coupon code FREAK. You'll also get free shipping on your entire order, a free sex swing, and I think they throw in like movies too, right? A couple free adult movies. Check it out. Adamandeve.com. Coupon code FREAK. Ting. All right. Second story we have for you today. Four live crabs were spotted riding the Red Rocket. Is that a sex thing? That sounds like a sex thing. I've had live crabs on my Red Rocket. No, Red Rocket, I guess, is like the Toronto subway? Is that what it is? Yeah, subway train. A woman happened to be heading home at the time. Her name is Christine Hughes, and she snapped a photo of the scene of four crabs, like not lice, but, you know, full-sized seafood, basically, on the seat of the train. Is this like one of those art pieces? Hughes wrote in the caption of her post that a man had seemingly barricaded himself into a quiet spot by placing crabs on the seat surrounding him. Oh, he didn't want anyone sitting next to him? There is nothing more annoying than being, like, in an empty place, right? You're one of the few people there. And you're sitting down and someone sits right next to you. The movie theater? That's the worst. okay, if it's crowded, if it's the first day of the Avengers or something, okay, I understand. We're going to be fucking elbow to elbow sitting in this theater. But I purposefully go to the movies like at 2 p.m. on a Wednesday or something, like when everyone's at work, no one's going to the theater, and people sit, they just want to be so close to me. I'm not a friendly person. I don't look friendly. I don't look inviting. You know, I don't smile at people. There's no indication that I would want you next to me. But people do it all the fucking time. I need to get me some crabs. You know, normally people do this with, like, they put their purse or something on the seat next to them. Or they man-spread. Oh, those evil men man-spreading. But he took a different route. Apparently those didn't work for him. Like, people, you know, he tried to put his bag down or briefcase or something, and still people walked up to him. I'm sorry, can I sit here? Yeah, well, how about this? Crabs. A girl walked by thinking there was a free seat. She saw the crabs, let out a small shocked scream, and kept walking, wrote the lady. About 30 seconds later, she comes storming back and became a real effing hero. The girl is said to have berated the man for taking up so many seats with his crabs. What is this? Crabs on the seat? So no one can sit down, she said. All these people standing here tired after working all day. What's that? Oh, you paid for their seats? You paid $2 extra so the crabs could have seats? The woman then smacked each crab off of its seat, according to Hughes, sending one onto another woman's lap and one onto someone's feet before storming off. There's video on Twitter of the crabs on the seat. The man promptly accused the woman of both crab assault and human assault, given that the crab had landed on a human. Hughes said that he then picked up his crabs, put them back in the individual seats, and that the drama ended there. A Subway spokesperson, Brad Ross, says that transit officials are aware of the incident based on social media reports. Crabs are not permitted on seats, even if they're accompanied by hot drawn butter and a bib, he said. Sir, don't make light of the situation. There was a crab assault that took place. Crab lives matter. Ross says that customers who have a concern with the behavior of others are encouraged to use the Safe TTC app or speak directly with a uniformed TTC employee. If safety and security is a risk, please use the emergency alarm. So there you go. And finally today, freaks, another day, another story about vagina whitening. A beauty blogger has been slammed for her vagina whitening advice that could leave people with nasty infections. Beauty blogger Huda Katan, has thrown her tips on how to whiten the vagina into the ring, but doctors have warned that it's not safe. The makeup artist wrote a controversial blog post titled, "Why Your Vagina Gets Dark and How to Lighten It." Like, I've got rings around my vagina. It's because your vagina's not getting enough sleep. All right, she says that women worry about the skin of their lady garden getting too dark. Huda, who has 25 million Instagram followers, probably because she's taking photos of pussies, right? Whitened pussies, darkened pussies. It's Pussy Palooza over there on Instagram. All right, Huda, who has 25 million Instagram followers, claims to have found DIY vagina lightening hacks that actually work and goes on to explain how to use them. The bizarre hacks include lemon juice. Oh my God, lemon juice on your pussy? That would sting, right? Like, even if it's like on the outer part, you know that lemon juice is going to trickle its way inside. Ah, yogurt. That's for like soothing your pussy after getting lemon juice inside of it. Yogurt, cocaine. Perk your pussy right up with some cocaine. Coconut oil and egg whites. These are very do-it-yourself. Yeah, you want to give your snatch a nice egg wash. We're busting myths as to why lightening your lady parts with natural ingredients may not be working and how you can actually improve it, if that's what you want, she wrote. Seeing as your vagina resides inside your body, why would you need to lighten it? Maybe for the outside part? Are we talking about outside the vagina? what are we talking about here? What exactly are these women lightening? Like, do they want it pinker inside? Is that the problem? Are we talking about, like, pussy lips that are brown? I need more details. See, like, when I hear about whitening, I think about skin whitening. You know, I know like Indian women, that's a big thing in India, is like lightening your skin. I thought that was, it's like the same premise. I didn't know we're talking like internally, we're whitening your pussy. Huda brings in an expert in all things vagina, Dr. Doris Day, a New York dermatologist, to talk through vagina lightening tricks. Day recommends women ask their dermatologist to prescribe a prescription brightening cream or chemical peel, containing ingredients such as hydroquinone, and tranexamic acid. There are many reasons a woman's downstairs area may change color over her life, the most common being hormonal changes after childbirth and menopause. Ew, that means you're old. I could now, you know, I can understand why women want to lighten things up. I don't want men to think that I've gone through the change. Dr. Vanessa McKay, spokeswoman for the Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. Ooh, the Royal College? Is this the Queen's gynecologist? All right, what does the Queen's pussy smell like? I betcha it smells like Fabergé eggs and caviar or something. All right, women must know that every vagina is unique. Like a snowflake, and that variation in appearance is normal in the vast majority of cases. Labias are as individual as women themselves and vary in appearance and color. Every woman's vagina is different in color, size, and shape. I feel like we've heard this all before.
Women's genitals are as individual as snowflakes and every bit as exquisite. Young girls need to see beautiful genital imagery and to be told about the clitoris being the source of their sexual pleasure. They could also learn about different cultures and ancient goddess religions when people actually worship the divine vulva as the gateway for all of human life.
That being said, brown vulvas are gross. Ugh. The real point of this story is using lightener creams or any other product that's not specifically designed for a vagina can leave you at risk for a nasty infection. The vagina is designed to clean itself with natural secretions. Gross. It contains good bacteria. Gross. Which are there to protect it from infections. Gross. Said Dr. McKay. Disturbing the natural flora and fauna? What? No. The flora through extensive cleaning or home treatments can lead to infection, such as bacterial vaginosis or thrush and inflammation. The show just keeps getting sexier today. It's a good idea to avoid perfume, soaps, and other products and avoid putting anything into the vagina as this may cause irritation. What about borax? What about taking a Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to your pussy lips? That's okay though, right? Use plain, unperfumed soaps to wash the area around the vagina, not inside, gently every day. So there you go. Ladies, don't use pussy whitening cream. Just turn off the lights and have sex. Guys won't know the difference. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from my freaks. 206-666-4463. That's our voicemail line. Call me anytime. We've also got a bunch of social media accounts at Distorted View on Twitter and Instagram. You can find me facebook.com/distortedviewshow. And of course, I'm on our Discord server. Meet other freaks, chat with them. There's like 600 of you guys that pop in and out of there. Usually 60 or 70 are in there at a time. There's a link on our website, distortedview.com.
Hey, Tim, sorry, prolapse. Glad to see you're not dead. Just calling about your air conditioning problem.
Yeah.
Personally, I would just run that bitch till it fucking breaks.
That's not a bad idea. Just, like, run it hard. I mean, I realize our electricity bill is going to be ridiculous.
Fucking run that thing in the coldest setting, open up the fucking windows.
Yeah.
Fucking run that thing till it blows.
Let's fuck some shit up.
Get your warranty and get a new one, man.
Yeah.
Run that shit.
We're gonna get a new air conditioner.
Also, the girl who wanted the fucking S-Class, spoiler brat.
Okay, wasn't it a G-Wagon?
Yada yada. We're fucking... We peaked in the 90s as a society, and now we're going to go through a modern-day dark age.
We did peak in the 90s. I've been saying that for... I certainly peaked in the 90s.
It's going to happen, because all these kids growing up are going to be retarded.
Yeah.
Legally, no.
Although every generation says that about the next generation.
Mentally.
You know what I mean?
right on the spectrum.
Like when we were growing up in the 90s, adults were saying, oh my God, we're doomed.
Anyway.
And now look, we're running the world. We're doing a great job. By the way, that was a Patreon caller. So thank you very much for pledging a few dollars. If you pledge a few dollars, you'll get access to a special voicemail line. I will call, or I will play your calls first. Also, as promised, I'm working on a new sound pack for you guys. I'm working on a video, believe it or not. I'm actually working on two videos. One will be posted on Facebook probably tomorrow, sometime this weekend. Another short one.
Hey, Timmy Blue Ass Licker Henson, how's it going? It's Rick from Baltimore. I hope you're having a cunty day. I have a question. And see, I have listened off and on for the past 12 years, but...
I'm glad you're a committed freak.
You know, I take breaks and then I dip back into the freakitude. Mm-hmm. You know, you're always there like a pair of comfortable slippers. And, yeah, you know,
well, I can quit. I don't know if you're a sideshow member, but don't take me for granted because, you know, I'm always teetering on the edge of financial disastrophe.
I quit inside your ass.
One day you might, you know, say, I'll check back. It's been a year or two. I'll check back in with Tim, and Tim's going to be gone because not enough people supported me.
But my question is...
Then you'll feel real bad, or you'll just find another podcast to listen to.
Why do people hate Haley's comments so much? There are other people who call that are, in my opinion, way more annoying. So what is the deal with the hate on for Haley's comic?
Well, someone else called about this recently, and my theory is that Haley's comic has a lot of information. He calls to correct me when I'm wrong. You know, he calls to give me props when I say something good.
I mean,
But he's just, you know, he's got a lot of information. He knows a lot about stuff, or he thinks he knows a lot about stuff, depending on how you feel about Haley's comic. And I think that's why people have a problem with him. No one likes a know-it-all.
Like him, I don't hate him. He just kind of exists.
That's almost more hurtful. Yeah, I don't think about him at all. He's not good. He's just not on my radar.
Viral ham fuckery.
It's almost better to be hated, right?
So I was just curious what the history of that is. And, yeah, I just heard my voicemail bitching about the sperm. Sorry about that, man. I was just in a bad mood that day. And I've noticed...
I don't even remember.
I'm in a bad mood. I usually call and bitch on your voicemail.
Well, that's fine. You know, the voicemail line is a great source for you to, you know, to vent, to get stuff off your chest. That's fine. All right, one more voicemail here.
And all the pain and sorrow running free. 'Cause tomorrow's just another day. And I don't believe in time.
Oh, Hootie.
Yeah, Hootie. Hootie.
Time. This is obviously a drunk call, right? Hootie's one of those bands where, like, if you didn't know the lead singer was black, you would never guess it in a million years. Just like you would never think the lead singer of the Silver Sun Pickups is a man. That one still blows me away. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD.
Who is my favorite genre?
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Tomorrow's program will be Sideshow exclusive, and then we're going to be doing a weekend show for everyone to make up for the show I missed beginning of the week. So be on the lookout for that. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Gonna take a donation. Take your body to the show where she was made.
Why don't you just
kill yourself?
Kill yourself.